slow recovery. I'm Paul Stevens, Fox News. At least 28 people are now confirmed dead as the snow emergency continues in western New York after a massive storm last week.
There are folks who have not had dialysis in a week. There are moms who can't get formula for their babies.
Buffalo resident India Walton.
This is by far the worst storm of my lifetime.
President Biden declaring that an emergency exists, and he's bringing in Homeland Security and the Federal Emergency Management Agency to help in the recovery. South Korea's president now calling for stronger air defenses and high-tech stealth drones, while the military there apologized for failing to shoot down North Korean drones that crossed the border for the first time in 5 years. The South's military scrambling warplanes and attack helicopters on Monday, but they failed to bring down any of the North Korean drones that flew back home or disappeared from South Korean radar. The White House, meantime, still waiting for any word from the Supreme Court on the future of the Title 42 immigration rule.
The Biden administration has long sought to end Title 42 and made today the target, but that has left officials in towns near the border confused as to why there has not been a plan of action put into place. San Diego County Supervisor Jim Desmond shared this on Twitter, quote, 646 migrants have been dropped off in San Diego County over the past 3 days. Our shelters are stretched beyond capacity. This is unsustainable, and the federal government doesn't seem to care. In El Paso, where processing centers have been completely overrun and migrants forced out into the cold, onto the streets, a makeshift tent facility has been erected. This to try to brace for the thousands expected to cross into the city each day once Title 42 ends.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. The Russian military saying it shot down a Ukrainian drone approaching an airbase deep inside Russia, the second time that base was targeted this month. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Thousands of flights canceled or delayed over the past week, now causing a mountain of lost or delayed baggage.
Thousands of bags have piled up at Tampa International Airport, waiting for their owners to claim them. People who check those bags before finding out their flights were delayed. Some bags getting stranded at the wrong airport. Some getting sent off on connecting flights their owners missed.
It's complete chaos. Don't know where to find the luggage.
We've been hanging out here for about 2.5-3 hours just waiting for our luggage.
Southwest Airlines has seen the most disrupted flights and baggage, blaming the weather and staffers who aren't in the right airport at the right time. They're encouraging people with lost luggage to speak with baggage workers at the airport. Till NATO, Fox News.
Israel's largest medical center and healthcare workers from hospitals around the country are speaking out against remarks by allies of incoming Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu calling for a law allowing discrimination against LGBTQ people in hospitals and businesses. Netanyahu's new government will be sworn in on Thursday. Netflix is getting ready for its first ever live-streamed global event.
Comedian Chris Rock's upcoming show will be available to watch live on Netflix.
Chris, ready for you.
The comedy special titled Chris Rock Selective Outrage, taking place in Baltimore on March 4th. The show goes live on the streaming service at 10 p.m. Eastern. The 57-year-old recently starred in the movie Amsterdam. Rock made headlines while hosting the 2022 Oscars when actor Will Smith slapped the comedian on stage after making a comment about Smith's wife, Jada Pinkett Smith. Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
Monday Night Football last night, the L.A. Chargers over the Indianapolis Colts 20-3. I'm Paul Stevens, and this is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.